A drosk, 8 unit at a funeral feast. Grim-faced gardeners fighting a rogue tree on eggplant. Spooners doing nothing very comprehensible on an unknown ice world. There were sculptures, too. The Fnobic display was unconvincing and probably a fake, although the snow sculpture by an unnamed Takar Peninsula drosk was almost certainly genuine, and so was the thing, difficult to describe or even to comprehend, that spun slowly around the ceiling, occasionally bumping the walls. The floor covering was an alive and semi-sapient Bowdler on the payroll, and the serving robots were genuine Laothans. The dark side was, in fact, well patronised by the more adaptable aliens who appreciated its cooking and prized its uniquely Earth ambience. A copperplate motto on the menu read, "We serve anything." "There's the story about the Drosk chieftain who walked in here and demanded her grandmother's brains on toast," began Asman as they sat down.
"And they said, 'Sorry, we've run out of bread,'" said Waze. "That story gets around. I last heard it on Nova. I'll have what you have if it's starchy."
"We'll eat pineal, I think. Fast luck couscous." Behind Asman's head was another mural, and since it was a special one, it made the table rather special too, which was why Asman had been shown there with a great deal of ceremony. The director of the Institute was a big attraction. The mural depicted a score or so of the more recognisable races grouped in an obviously subordinate position around a throne on which sat a man. He was human, though attenuated like a pineal, and wore a harlequin suit and a cap and bells. He was smiling. Behind him was a sun, one hemisphere in shadow, and the other appearing from this angle only as a thin crescent.
"Any special reason why the Joker is human?" Waze asked.
He took a handful from the steaming pot, kneaded it expertly, and swallowed it whole. "Not really. Joker is a purely human translation. If you are going to portray one in representational terms, he's got to be human or humanoid," said Asman. He grinned sidelong at Waze. "Do you agree with the rest of the symbology?"
"The Joker as Lord of Creation? It chimes in with the idea that they gave life a hand in these parts. There's something about the expression that suggests it wasn't from altruistic motives. Slave races?"
"Possibly. Humanity, and I mean real humanity, the sort that ends at Luna, cannot afford to meet the Jokers, whatever they may be. They've had at least 5 million years start on us. More important, they had the galaxy to themselves. They didn't have to learn how to get along. That's why we run the search. We can't afford to let them find us first."
"You assume they're still alive, then?"
"What could have killed them? What sort of gods or devils have they become? I think they are hiding and waiting."
"What will happen to me?" asked Waze quietly.
Asman looked startled, and then assumed a blank expression just a moment too soon. "You want to leave the Institute?"
"This," Waze fingered the gold collar, "is the only thing that binds me. Yes, I want to leave. I know how much I cost. That's the advantage of being a robot. There are no big unanswered questions. I know my worth. I know why I was created. I'll repay every Pico standard. But you can keep the humanoid trappings. I won't need them."
End of CD 3.